Did you ever hear the story of the little match girl? She's outside. She's selling matches. You know, she's a homeless girl. And she's selling matches, and she's freezing out. And she's looking in the window of this house, and they're having a party, and the lights are on, and it's bright, and it's warm in there, and she's outside freezing, and she keeps lighting the matches, you know, to stay warm and enjoy it. And then, you know, the next morning, they find her frozen to death. I was starting to feel almost like that. It was like I was, for so many years, we were on the inside. We were inside. We were the ones inside that house, enjoying the festivities and the light and the warmth of this culture, this wonderful little subculture of the military. And then all of a sudden, your soldier is gone. So they're dead. And it's like, oh, sorry, you got to go. You're outside. And all of a sudden, you're on the outside looking in. Mm. And it's like, wait. Okay, I get it. I know I have to go. I know he's gone. And we have to move forward, and we have to prepare our next generation of soldiers. But I need a little bit of help here. You know, can I just, while I'm trying to figure all this out, can I have some kind of anchor? I just need something to hold on to get my footing. And it wasn't there. So you just feel like you're flailing around. It was just awful. And General Casey, he was very kind, and he listened. So, the Army started a program, a long-term care support program for survivors. And through a series of fortunate or unfortunate events, I have ended up working in that program now. So that's what I do is help, and I get to advocate for survivors. There's some days it seems like it's yesterday, and then there's some days it seems like it, oh God, it was like a lifetime ago. And I still ache to hear his voice or to feel him. It hurts because I think part of the pain comes from, does America know? Do you know the price was paid? You know, we say we do, and we see, the whole big rigmarole over Dover, watching the dignified transfers, you know, being able to have photographers there. And we see the coffins, and we take pictures at funerals, and we talk about the fallen. And I was like, yeah, but you know, when you say the word the fallen, do you know who that is? That was John. And his name was John Inkerman. And he was this Irish Catholic kid from New York. And he was really cool. He was the most awesome person ever. And do you know who he was? Do you know his name? I live in fear that America won't know that. They won't remember his name. And 150 years from now, when I'm gone, and when our whole family's gone, I hope there's somebody out there reciting his name and the names of all of our fallen. I just want him remembered. Remember this guy lived, and he died, and he loved what he did.